Steph Twell is someone who's been a very distinguished junior runner, three European cross-country junior titles, success on the track, and now at the age of 30, she's a marathon runner, had a very good debut in Valencia at the end of this year, 2:30. And now, of course, it's all eyes on getting that Olympic qualifying time, 2:29:30. Steph, how is that going for you? Because it would be knocking off, well, a little under a minute of what you ran in Valencia if you achieve that time.
I think that would be great. Certainly there's many goals to have within this race. But with any marathon, you just have to let them unfold on the day and just stay focused on the basics and getting those right before then hopefully exploring and opening up a fantastic performance towards, you know, the very last mile, really. But yeah, thank you for asking. Training's gone well. I think having a little bit more of a robust build-up compared to my first marathon in Valencia, I've managed to increase my mileage a little bit from my first body of work that I've taken part in. I'm learning still how to include specific marathon sessions, which is still quite new to me. I think so far so good. I'm here at the race, and I think that's in itself one huge challenge.
Since March, you've been self-coached. So, well, obviously, you are coaching yourself. Previously, you've had coaches and long-term coaches, Aldershot Farm and District, your famous club, and you were a key member of them. How does that feel? How different is it?
It is very different, but I'm absolutely loving it. It came about because I wanted to really explore different opinions and thoughts on the marathon and certainly turning towards the roads. I think there's different approaches to the marathon, and I think potentially I limited myself from a history with my first coach, which was fantastic, but I needed a different stimulus. And my second coach was at a time that I really was focusing on the Commonwealth Games to improve my 1500, but I felt I knew myself more about what sort of endurance work I would need to go forward with another coach. So I actually realised with quite a limited time towards the Olympics, I needed to listen to what I knew about myself and also listen to other new conversations about a new event with other people. And so that's why I made that tough decision to be self-coached. But as much as I am independent, I've also learned how to turn me into we by including a small team around me that maybe can offer some advice. But certainly I'm still the one making the decisions and still designing the sessions as well.
I actually saw you in at the Highgate track at that European Cup 10,000 metres, and you won that personal best, and you overhauled in that home street Lorna Salpeter, Kenyan-born, now running for Israel and is a 2:19 marathon runner. What are your thoughts? I mean, okay, 10,000 metres on the track, different to the marathon, but here's you running marathon number two, Salpeter, fastest woman in the race on the start line, with a 2:19 to her credit. What does that victory at 10,000 give you in terms of her thoughts about her?
Wow, I'm impressed, obviously, by Salpeter's performance. I probably went into the 10K in Highgate a little bit blind, which I'm probably going to do again tomorrow. I'm still new to these distances. So for me, I was very patient in the 10K, but possibly my previous track performances maybe helped me have that sort of racing ability towards the end of the latter kilometres. Now I'm certainly just waiting, towards the latter miles in the marathon now. But I feel excited. I think I'm still going to focus on my own race because you don't know anyone's build-up, you don't know anyone's ability. I'd like to think I could be competitive, but I am starting from a 2:30 start point. So, yeah, I've still got a little way to get down towards those 2:20s, but that's certainly what I'm aiming for.
Well, certainly, if you got that Olympic qualifying time, that takes you to another level altogether, doesn't it, in terms of you'd be building up for Tokyo?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's got to be the primary goal, and sticking to basics in the race to get those right. And then after that goal, I know that I'm on for it well into the race. I then can start looking to open up and see how well I can run to that finish line as fast as I can.
Well, thanks, Steph. All the best for Sunday, and we look forward to talking to you after Frankfurt on Sunday, and all being well, an Olympic qualifying time. Thanks very much, Steph.
Thank you.